But I want you to know something. You know, I love this time of year. I love Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I love this time of year. I love the weather. I like the cool. I like the leaves falling. I like the fireplace. I like the hot chocolate. I mean, I love it. I love all that stuff. I love the decorating. I love the home-cooked meals, the Christmas music, the shopping, vacation, skiing, Robbie going to the winter retreat. Amen. I love all that. But you know, it can be, this time of year can be one of the greatest times in people's lives, this time of year. It can also be one of the most difficult times in people's lives, this time of year. And I just know God spoke to me very clearly, and I'm just going to give you the word, and it'll work out. I'm just going to throw some seed here just for a moment. I want you to know that you do not have to worry. God told me specifically, somebody here is burdened with cares, anxiety, they're anxious, they're worrying, but I want you to know I have a word from God for you, and the word is, you don't have to worry. You do not have to worry. Let me just tell you what worry is without going into all this stuff. I don't know if you've ever looked up the definition of worry, but I did. And when I looked it up, I was shocked. I mean, you know, we always just say worry. The Bible says be careful for nothing, don't have anxiety, fret not, fear not, worry. It's all in the same family. All that stuff from the devil is from the same family. But worry literally means to torment oneself with or suffer from disturbing thoughts. I was shocked. Worry means to choke or to strangle, to fret. And that's what worrying will do for you spiritually. It will choke or strangle the word, and it will hinder you from spiritual growth. It will change the course of your life if you'll let it, but you don't have to let it. God does not want you to worry. You know, this time of year with all the stuff with Christmas and cooking and families and all that stuff, and then just the normal stuff that comes of life that comes at us, you know? You add all the Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's stuff to it. And I'm telling you, it can be overwhelming for some folks, but I want you to know you don't have to worry. I said you don't have to worry. And all through the Bible shows, and there's examples of people that were anxious, that had cares and anxieties and worry, and how God turned that around. And God will turn it around for you. God is not the author of worry. He is not the author of care. He is not the author of fretting. God wants you to be free from all that. I said, God wants you to be free from all that. You can overcome worry and stress. Let me give you four keys real quick. So at least we're going to get some word. Just for a couple of minutes here. Four keys to overcoming worry. Four keys to living victorious in this life and living literally worry-free. Number one way to live worry-free is to cast your cares on the Lord. Cast your cares on the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Cast your cares on the Lord. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Worry is a sure sign that we're trying to do everything in and of ourselves, and we're not depending or relying on the Holy Spirit of God. It's a sure sign that we have not given or cast our cares on the Lord. Peter said that we're to humble ourselves. In other words, we do that. It's not something that happens. We humble ourselves. Humility is something that we do. It's a choice. It doesn't just happen. We do it. We do it. And so you say, well, how do you do that? How are you humble? He said, look at verse 7. 1 Peter 5, 7, or 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's how you humble yourself. You cast your care on God. You cast your care on the Lord. You quit carrying it anymore, and you give it to him. You give it to him. But notice that he said, cast all your care on him. All of it. He didn't say cast some of it or cast the care that you don't think you can handle on it or cast 50% on him or 75% on him or 95% or 99.99%. No, he said cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. Our confession every morning, ladies and gentlemen, if we will cast all of our care on him, our confession every morning should be, I don't have a care in this world. I don't have a care in this world because I've cast all my cares on him. Every one of them, all of them, all 100% of them, I do not have a care in the world today. Casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Listen to how the Amplified Bible shares that scripture. Or it reads in the Amplified. Casting the whole of your care, W-H-O-L-E. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately. And he cares about you watchfully. God cares for you affectionately. You can be confident that when you give him your cares, that he will take care of it. He cares for you affectionately. Romans 8:32, listen to this scripture. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It's not just salvation and it stops. That's just the beginning of the good news. I said that's the beginning of the good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may not be easy at first, but I want you to know you can cast all your cares upon. You can live a carefree life. Even at Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's when all the stuff is happening, you can live carefree. You can turn it loose. You can give it to God and receive your healing. You can give it all to him. He wants it all. He wants it all. He doesn't want you to, you and I are not made to carry care, anxiety, fear, worry, fretting. That we weren't designed for that. We were designed to fellowship with the Father. Hallelujah. Let's pray this out loud. Just say this. By faith, Lord, I'm putting all my worry into your hands. I'm turning all my worry over to you. I refuse to worry. And I refuse to fret anymore. I refuse to be unduly concerned anymore. I refuse to be full of care anymore. You said to cast it all on you because you love me You care for me affectionately, and you care about me watchfully. And I thank you for it. Now it's in your hands, Lord. It's in your hands from this moment on. And I rest in you. Thank you, Lord. Well, give him praise for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Just give it to God. Cast your cares on the Lord and rest in him. And I want you to know that you can do this. You know, I remember, my mother worried, or my dad worried, and their parents worried. Well, I'm worried about this, and I'm worried about this. You do not have to worry. You can stop that cycle right now. And once you do, because the devil will bring it back to you. I'm going to share my testimony in just a second, but the devil will bring it back to you. And when he does, you just tell him this. You just tell him, I've already cast the care of all that over on the Lord. It's no longer mine. If you've got an issue with it, talk to God about it. And just walk on down the street and be happy. You do not have to worry anymore. And once you do that, changes will start to take place in your life. Problems that you've been fretting about and worried about for years will just start to be solved. I'm telling you, he's God and he can do that. Cast all your cares on the Lord. Now, here's a key on this point. Here's a key. Remember this key. God will not take your cares or your worries away from you. You have to give them to him. You have to give them to him. You and I, we must cast our cares, the Bible says, on the Lord. We're the ones. Hallelujah. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will never suffer or allow the righteous to be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So cast your cares on the Lord. You want to live worry-free? I'm telling you, you can do it. And it starts by casting your cares on the Lord. Number two, a second way to live worry-free, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. That trust means to be confident or sure, to be bold and secure, to put hope and confidence and trust in someone, to feel safe. You can trust in the Lord. I said, you can trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because why? He loves us. He loves you. He loves you just like you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves me just like I am. Hallelujah. Amen. That's good news. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Worry comes when we face situations and choose to rely on our own strength rather than on trusting in the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. We're to trust in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you a third way to pray, a third way to live worry-free. Cast your cares on the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Simply this. Number three, pray. Pray. God will make a difference in your life when you pray. I said God will make a difference in your life when you pray. God wants us to bring to him everything in prayer. He wants us to bring everything to him in prayer. He wants to be vitally present in our lives and in the decisions of our lives. He wants to be there. He wants to be involved. He loves you. You're created in his very image. Hallelujah. He wants to be involved in everything, whether it's vacations or business decisions or family decisions. You know how Pastor talks about his mom? And you know how Mrs. Nichols, they would go to buy something, or they needed something and they were going to go buy something, and Miss Nichols would say, "Well, let's pray about it." You know, and they would always have to pray and wait and pray and wait. And Pastor always tells on himself and he says, "Why can't we just go buy it? Why can't we just go do something without praying about it?" God wants to be involved in every detail of your life, ladies and gentlemen. And when she would do that, then God would bless them. When they would take the time, give me time, give me patience and give it to me now, you know. Take the time to seek God. Take the time to pray to God. Ask God about it. And watch God make a way and make a blessed deal for you, and everybody gets blessed. You know, God is a win-win God. God's not just thinking about us four no more. He thinks about the whole picture. It was just like when we had the tornado downtown. Pastor prayed. We weren't just walking it out business-wise. We were praying. The church was praying. Pastor was praying. And you know, and the end result was this. Pier 1 Imports got blessed. Because they were leaving Fort Worth. They were leaving Fort Worth. They were getting kicked out of their building. The rate was going up like a whole bunch. I mean, he talks about it. Brother Marvin Gerard talks about it. They were leaving Fort Worth. We didn't have a buyer, and Midtown Church of Christ was here. But we prayed, and God brought Pier 1 Imports. Not a honky tonk, not a bar, but he brought a respectable business where God had done so much on that property. And Pier 1 got what they wanted and built that beautiful building downtown, the nicest building downtown. They got what they wanted. We were blessed. Midtown Church of Christ was blessed. The city of Fort Worth was blessed because they got to keep a corporate corporation in Fort Worth, and they extended the Central Business District all the way down to the river. I mean, everybody got blessed. That's how God thinks. God wants us all to be blessed. He wants us all to be blessed. Pray. Pray. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Therefore, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, think on these things. Don't be anxious. That be careful for nothing means don't be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious. And notice that our prayer, our supplications, our requests unto God are to be made with thanksgiving. That's very important. When we voice our needs to the Lord without giving Him thanks, that basically is not praying. That's basically complaining. But when we wrap thanksgiving around our prayer, that moves us into the realm of faith. We're thanking God for what He's about to do in our lives. That moves us from complaining to faith. Okay. Two quick things, and I'm done. When I was born again, most of you have heard my testimony. I was instantly delivered from so much. Instantly. And he did that for me. But there were some things that I wasn't delivered from. And one of the things I was not delivered from was worry. I still worried. You couldn't see it on the outside, but I was worrying. I no longer, when I was born, after I was born again, I no longer lied. I no longer cussed. I no longer drank. I no longer did drugs. No longer smoked cigarettes. No longer went to the bars. I mean, I was free. I didn't have to. I went to everywhere I went. I wanted to because I didn't want to go there anymore. I was free. But I wasn't set free from worry. I had to work that part of my salvation out, my own salvation out, with fear and trembling. I had to overcome worry. And one of the things I worried about was money. And I brought this piece of paper because Lori was married me, and I had a list of bills. Now, seriously now, I had a list of bills, and every line on this piece of paper had a vendor or a person or a thing that I owed. The whole deal, and then I started a second one over here. That's how far in debt we were, and that's how, and I kept concentrating on this, on my debts. I kept concentrating on my lack, and that's when God said, get your eyes off your lack and put them on my abundance and watch me change your life. So God showed me how to quit worrying. He gave me that scripture, Philippians 4, 6 through 8, and I walked a lot then. I walked about 4 hours a day, and I'd be walking, and the devil would bring that deal up. And he'd bring up, and it would make me worry. And so I would say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, I let my requests be made. Well, anyway, I started personalizing it. And you can do the same thing. Personalize that prayer. Instead of be anxious for nothing, I say, I am anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, I let my requests be made known unto God. God, you're going to have to take care of these bills. I don't know what to do with them. And the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps my heart and mind in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Therefore, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, I think on those things. Hallelujah. And I'd walk around and I prayed that. And I wouldn't be finished with that scripture but 1 second, and the devil would bring the same thing back up again. He will come back and bring those cares that you cast over on God. He'll bring them back up to you. He'll test you. He'll test you. And so the moment he would bring them back up, I'd say it again. I probably quoted that scripture hundreds of times a day, because he would keep bringing it back up. But I want you to know, the Word of God will produce fruit. The Word of God is quick. It's alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it will change circumstances in your life if you will stay with it, if you will be diligent in the Word of God. Your faith confession will bring possession of living worry-free. I said, your faith confession will bring possession of being able to live worry-free. Ask anything in my name, Jesus said. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So, cast your cares on the Lord, trust God, pray, and last but not least, seek God. Matthew 6. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Isn't that something? Take no thought for you. This is Jesus. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on, is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they don't sow, they don't reap, neither gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you can add one cubit of his stature by taking thought? And why take ye thought of clothes, of raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. They grow, they don't toil, neither do they spin. I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Uh-oh. Oh, ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying. Take no thought saying. You know how we take thoughts? We say them. Take no thought saying, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? How are we going to buy clothes? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. In other words, those that don't know God, that don't have a covenant with God. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, four keys to live worry-free. Cast your cares on the Lord, trust God, pray, and seek God, and you watch the cares just go off you. You watch circumstances in your life will begin to change, and your life will never be the same again. Father, I pray for this audience right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for the Word of God, for it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is making a difference in our lives. I thank you, Father God, that we can cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. I thank you, Father God, that we can live worry-free. I thank you, Father God, that this congregation is living worry-free. We will live worry-free through these holidays and beyond. We thank you for that, oh God. We thank you for caring for us, affectionately caring for us and loving us, oh God. We thank you that you would even take our cares. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, and everyone that agrees, say amen. Amen. Well, let's give Jesus a big hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been a wonderful audience. God bless you. We are dismissing right now. We want to encourage you to stop by the bookstore. Remember to...